Once upon a time, there was a tiny brown seed lying on the ground all alone.
Every day, the tiny brown seed would watch the children running and playing, the birds singing, and the people hurrying by, busily going around about their day.
One evening, the seed looked up into the sky and saw the gentle light of the evening star. "Oh, beautiful star," whispered the tiny brown seed. "How I wish someone would notice me." He sighed. "I'm so little that nobody even sees me. I wish I knew what I'm supposed to be doing here."
The evening star shone down on the tiny brown seed and said, "Take heart, little seed. To the Creator has great plans for you. But you must be patient and have faith." The tiny brown seed held these words of hope in his heart and went to sleep.
As the day passed, the sun shone on the tiny brown seed,
and the wind blew, covering him with soft soil.
The rains watered the seed, and soon he began to grow into a fresh green sprout.
The little sprout stretched up through the soil into the bright sunlight and saw all the wonderful things around him. Children were running and playing, birds were singing, and people were busily going around their day.
One evening, the little green sprout looked up into the sky at the gentle light of the evening star. "Oh, beautiful star," whispered the little green sprout. "Oh, how I wish someone would notice me." He sighed. "I want to know what my purpose is here in this world. I want to know what great things I'm going to do. I want to be remembered."
The wise star smiled as she shone down on the little green sprout and said, "Take heart, little sprout. Remember that the Creator has great plans for you, but you must be patient and have faith." The little green sprout remembered these words from when he was a seed. Then he held them in his heart and went to sleep.
The sun shone on the little green sprout, and the rains watered him, and the winds blew gentle breezes to keep him cool. Seasons passed, and the little green sprout grew into a small, young tree.
Each day, the small, young tree watched as the children ran and played, the birds sang, and the people busily went around their day.
You missed a part.
But still, no one noticed him.
One evening, the small young tree looked up at the evening star and wondered about the Creator's plan for such a small tree as he. And again, the star reminded him to take heart. "The Creator's time is not always our time, dear tree," she said. "All you must do is be patient and have faith." The small young tree held these words in his heart and went to sleep.
The sun rained and wind continued to care for the small young tree.
Sorry, guys. Okay, go. For the small young tree, as the seasons passed, years went by, and small young tree grew and grew and grew. Now he was big and strong. In the spring, soft pink blossoms bloomed on the tree, and busy people would stop for just a moment to marvel at the tree's beauty.
Birds built their nests in the tree,
in the tree's tall branches, children climbed the tree and swung from his strong limbs. They ran around him, playing tag and hide and seek. As the summer came, the blossoms fell, and in their place were the sweetest, juiciest apples. Children and adults would reach up and pick an apple to eat as they rested from the hot afternoon sun under the shade of the big tree. And they all agreed the tree had the best apples they had ever tasted. One day, a little girl was out for a walk with her daddy. She pleaded to let her pick her own apple. So daddy lifted her onto his shoulders, and she reached up to pick the biggest apple, the biggest, reddest apple that the tree grew.
Oh my God.
Shut it. She carried the apple all the way home in her tiny hands and took it to the kitchen for her daddy to cut up. When they cut it open, in the very heart of the apple was a star, and in that star was a tiny brown seed. To this day, when you cut open an apple, you will find a star. guarding the tiny brown apple seeds, reminding all of us the same promise the star gave to the tiny brown seed. Be patient and have faith. The Creator has great plans for you. That's the end.